What's goody, folk? Welcome back to your Soul Driven Podcast, where I am your host, coach, and creator of all things soul driven, soul intended, Bryce Bryson. Well, in this episode, we are going to go ahead and get into the Kundalini awakening and ascension experience and process, and what it means exactly to experience this very intense spiritual phenomenon. Sooner or later on the spiritual awakening journey, we all taste the mysterious and intense Kundalini energy. It might be smooth and subtle, or intense and explosive, but whatever the case, Kundalini is a primal force of awakening. In fact, sometimes people can experience full-blown Kundalini awakening spontaneously, as with myself, without any prior experience or even interest in spiritual growth or transformation. Have you ever experienced a Kundalini awakening? If you're curious to discover and learn more about what a Kundalini awakening is, continue to stick with this podcast. Now, what is a Kundalini awakening? Simply put, a Kundalini awakening is a form of energetic awakening that causes us to transform on the mental, emotional, and spiritual levels. Kundalini itself is a Sanskrit word that means she who is coiled. It refers to the primordial life force energy contained at the base of the spine that is open, that is often depicted as a snake. This serpentine energy, once awoken, travels up the various energy centers or chakras of the body and into your crown chakra, where higher consciousness is triggered. The result of this higher awareness is a greater understanding of one's soul and true nature, life purpose, and the nature of reality itself. So we're going to go ahead and get into some of these symptoms from a light and dark, air quote, perspective, and bring a little more knowledge into this phenomenon. As divine feminine energy, Kundalini usually lies dormant in the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine. However, there are a number of different situations where Kundalini can be suddenly awoken, spanning from trauma to drug use, all the way to years of targeted practice, such as through Tantra or Tantra or Kundalini yoga. Now, we're going to go ahead and divide these Kundalini awakening symptoms into light perspective and then dark perspectives. Okay, so please take in mind or keep in mind that Kundalini energy is neither good nor bad. It's a primordial force that simply lives within us. However, to the human mind, to the programmed human mind, some of these experiences are pleasant and others are extremely unpleasant. I have to say for myself, I've experienced both pleasant and unpleasant experiences, more so, especially starting out, unpleasant because it was a spontaneous experience for me. Meaning it was not a goal that I was specifically working towards. It just kind of happened and took effect. So some of the light Kundalini awakening symptoms are: one may feel a spiritual or connection with the divine that transcends the ego. Okay, so when we think about ego, we think about materialistic means, concerns and focuses on what people think about us and trying to impress other people and things of that nature. So in that sense, you experience more of a spiritual connection as opposed to the connection with one's ego. You are bathed in bliss and boundless love. Everything is simply beautiful. You see the beauty in all things regardless of the contrast. You experience periods of oneness as opposed to duality, where your compassion for humanity consistently increases. You're also able to tap into extrasensory abilities, also known as ESP, and or develop, extraordinary gifts. You experience pleasurable sensations pulsating through your body that would be akin to what I describe as body orgasm, which I've experienced, and I have to say is quite an amazing feeling that transcends even a sexual orgasm. You'll be inspired to make big life-altering decisions and authentic changes that are in alignment with your life purpose. You'll begin to experience synchronicities, not only with numbers, but with sounds, things that you see, your own thoughts, so on and so forth. It increases tremendously. You will also have profound insights into your own behavior and past experiences. Your empathic abilities strengthen, and you can feel everything at a profound level. You also begin to understand the nature of the mind and how it influences reality. You keep receiving big cosmic downloads of information and soul communication that helps bring enlightenment, knowledge, and wisdom, and a certain spiritual aspect to what's going on in today's world and today's matrix reality, as well as your own, being a conscious co-creator of your life. Now, some of the more darker experiences with the Kundalini awakening symptoms are is that you experience intense, involuntary shaking of the body that can be alarming. Okay, so this is the complete contrast of the body orgasms. Okay, these intense physical shakings akin to spasms, one might compare, can be, I don't want to say painful, but it can be very uncomfortable because one is not embracing and surrendering to what's going on at that moment. And more than likely, it's because they're not even conscious or realizing what is exactly going on at that moment, which in the beginning was the case with me. I had no idea that I was going through a Kundalini awakening until Spirit led me to look it up and research. And then I found out that, okay, this is what I'm going through. Your nervous system becomes extremely hypersensitive to external stressors such as bright light, TV violence, loud noises, and shutdowns, or craves total solitude from things of such a nature. You struggle to sleep properly. You experience sudden and shocking moments of ego death. You have visual disturbances that can feel and be alarming. For example, objects seeming to vibrate or move. You experience intense heat, vibrations, or electricity surge through your body, which the intense heat that I've experienced has run through my entire body and sometimes just my hands and my feet. And it gets very, very warm, hot. The heat is very intense. It feels like you're having a bad drug trip while you're sober. That's one of the most confirming symptoms for me on the darker side of a Kundalini awakening symptom, is having those types of experiences, because it can be quite disturbing as one isn't really sure what's going on at that moment. And you know you're stone cold sober and smoke no weed, hadn't had no drink or anything else. You also struggle to distinguish what is real from imagined, air quote, psychosis, and feel like you're going crazy. But trust and believe and know that you are not going crazy. Okay, especially if you are already well within your spiritual walk and path. So some other Kundalini awakening symptoms, I can say, doesn't happen in the exact same way for everyone, even though there are like similar circumstances and situations. So it's important to keep that in mind, okay? That not every experience or situation is going to be like someone else's. Spirituality is personal, and although there are like situations, it's always going to be unique to that individual, okay? So that's always very, very, very important to remember. Now, here we're going to go ahead and just mention some other and possibly less common Kundalini awakening symptoms, such as feeling shattered, fragmented, or like you have no center. It's like you're in a free fall state of being. Dreaming of snakes or seeing snakes everywhere. This is particularly considered as an alert from your subconscious mind. Feeling raw and extremely vulnerable, like a newborn child. Manic and exuberant energy, or the contrast of such. Crying fatigue, sometimes alternating. I've definitely experienced that. Oftentimes not being able to sleep at night, but sleep through the day, okay? Frequent lucid dreams or vivid dreams that seem real. Seeing lights or hearing music that isn't there, which could be considered clairaudience and clairvoyance, possibly. Tapping into your past life experiences or even other people's. Entering spontaneous yoga poses known as kriyas, mudras, which are hand poses, or pranayama, yogic breathing. I know that I've experienced some mudras, which are hand poses, at different times. Doesn't always happen, but at certain moments it did. The best thing that I can say overall is just surrender to the process. When you surrender, it makes the process a whole lot easier. When you fight against it, makes it that much more difficult. Sometimes people also develop a savior complex or feelings of grandiosity. Feeling intense grief for the planet, which I've experienced in all suffering beings. That's a heavy mantle to carry. Out of body experiences where you may or may not connect with your higher self, all being visual and hearing changes. Panic attacks and feelings of terror. I had to fight off a panic attack the other day, well, maybe a week or so ago, and it was heavy. Strange food cravings or aversions. Spontaneous orgasms. and developing strange, undiagnosable physical symptoms that may manifest as autoimmune conditions, digestive issues, nausea, etc. All of those things I've experienced and actually are experiencing now as we speak. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and in this next segment coming up, we're going to talk about whether or not Kundalini awakening is dangerous. Stick with us, and we'll be right back with you. Welcome back to your Soul Driven Podcast, and we're going to jump right back into the subject matter at hand, which is the Kundalini Awakening, and we're just going to go ahead and dig a little deeper. So some of you all may be wondering if Kundalini Awakening is dangerous. This is a fair question, especially considering some of the symptoms that we just previously discussed. But in a roundabout way to answer the question, some yes, some no. Kundalini energy isn't innately dangerous or bad. It's our energy blockages that limit the flow of Kundalini that make it painful, scary, and sometimes dangerous. In George Federstein's book, Tantra, Path of Ecstasy, he explores why Kundalini can go haywire. End quote. Without prior cleansing of the Nadi system, raising the serpent power, Kundalini Shakti, along the axial pathway is not only impossible but also very dangerous to attempt. For instead of entering the central channel, which is the Sushumna Nadi, it is likely to force itself into the Ajna or the Pingala Nadi on either side of the central channel, causing immense havoc in the body and mind, end quote. So in other words, when Kundalini is prematurely stimulated or aroused in an incorrect way, AKA through inadequate preparation and clearing for our energetic body, the results can be disastrous. Thankfully, the experience doesn't last forever. And we'll explore what to do if you're experiencing the dark side of Kundalini awakening a little later. But to further illustrate, Fernstein goes on to quote the experience of yogi and mystic Gopi Krishna during his spontaneous Kundalini experience. He writes, end quote, "There were dreadful disturbances in all the organs, each so alarming and painful that I wonder how I managed to retain my self-possession under the onslaught. The whole delicate organism was burning, withering away completely under the fiery blast racing through its interior. I knew I was dying and that my heart could not stand the tremendous strain for long. My throat was scorched and every part of my body flaming and burning, but I could do nothing to alleviate the dreadful suffering. If a well or river had been near, I would have jumped into its cold depths, preferring death to what I was undergoing. I racked my distracted brain for a way of escape, only to meet blank despair on every side. The effort exhausted me and I felt myself sinking, dully conscious of the scalding sea of pain in which I was drowning," end quote. In short, Kundalini is a mighty potent force. So just in case some of you all out there are seeking to awaken it, be sure you know what you're doing and seek out trustworthy guidance. This is not something that you want to undergo by yourself. So let's get into a little bit about the spiritual awakening versus the Kundalini awakening and what exactly the difference is. Now, while the two sound the same, they're slightly different in nature. The spiritual awakening process or spiritual ascension tends to be more emotional and psychological. Kundalini awakening, on the other hand, is energetic. It's a surge of energy that may be either gentle and gradual or sudden and intense. I can tell you from experience, mine was sudden and intense. I was not doing any practices to actually activate the Kundalini within. It just kind of sporadically occurred. I believe what I was dealing with at the time, both spiritually and naturally, was the catalyst that catapulted me into a Kundalini awakening that I can tell you I was not prepared for. Now, while Kundalini awakening usually comes further down the road after someone has experienced a spiritual awakening, it doesn't always. As mentioned previously, Kundalini can arise suddenly in response to psychedelic drug experiences, sexual encounters, or even traumatic situations, such as I just stated for myself. Another distinguishing factor is that Kundalini energy is felt very physically. Amen on that. Whereas the spiritual awakening is usually more mind and heart oriented. So while intense vibrations and heat may be felt in the body during Kundalini awakening, during spiritual awakening, there is more of a soulful spiritual quality of deep questioning, insight, and transfiguration, which some refer to as spiritual alchemy. Now, can someone experience both spiritual awakening and Kundalini awakening at the same time? Anything in this vast universe is absolutely possible. It is for this reason that both tend to lead to experiences of the dark night of the soul. Now, you all know that one of my favorite, well, I guess it is one of my favorite topics, the dark night of the soul, because I've been through so many of those. Thus far within my spiritual journey, and each time it's more intense, and I notice different aspects of the dark night of the soul, but definitely not something to toy with. It's not definitely not enjoyable, but it will definitely stretch and expand who we are as spiritual soul beings on this earth. So, with that said, where was I going? Okay, so ultimately, there are two sides of the same coin, and that is being mentioned in reference to spiritual awakening versus Kundalini awakening. Now, there is said to be five hidden traps of Kundalini awakening. Quote, the Kundalini Shakti bestows liberation on yogins and bondage, on the ignorant, end quote. Kundalini awakening is a life-changing mystical experience that can feel magical, ecstatic, and profound. And it is. But there are also many hidden traps we can fall into after we've emerged out of the other end. So here are some of the traps that involve or that are involved with the Kundalini awakening. One second, water break. Number one is spiritual superiority. Seeing yourself as more awake or woke than others and looking down on those who are not as advanced or still asleep, also known as the spiritual ego. Number two is savior complex, adopting the disproportionate sense of self-grandiosity and specialness, believing that you are sent to save the world. For those who have undergone Kundalini psychosis, this can even mean believing that they are Jesus Christ or the next Buddha. Number three would be grasping and attachment, desperately trying to hold on to the blissful experiences of the Kundalini awakening and being miserable, even entering crisis mode, when it's inevitably lost. This can also result in spiritual materialism. Number four is spiritual nihilism. Taking universal truths and misapplying them to a human level, all is an illusion. nothing ultimately matters, which breeds a sense of dissociation, emptiness, and cynicism. The last one, number five, is avoidance. Avoidance, or spiritually bypassing everyday responsibilities, and focusing only on higher spiritual matters. This is essentially a way for the ego to avoid growing up and integrating the experience at a human level. Okay? So with that said, I know that some of you all may be wondering, well, if that is the case, how do I handle a Kundalini awakening? Now, if your Kundalini awakening has sparked and you're feeling overwhelmed, these are said to be some tips and words of wisdom to help you along the way. Number one is being gentle with yourself and taking care of your nervous system. Your nervous system is going into overdrive. If you're having painful Kundalini experience, some ways to calm your nerves can include taking a warm bath with essential oils like lavender. You can also try magnesium salts. If a warm bath doesn't sound like your cup of tea, try a cold shower. Be mindful and notice how your body and mind respond to the temperature of the water. Next is find something or someone that brings you a feeling of safety. This might be cuddling your dog or cat, asking your partner or friend to hold you, finding a cozy nook in nature, or relaxing in a corner of your house that brings you comfort. Listen to calming music. Try slow guided breathing using an app like Calm or Insight Timer. Not a plug for me. Be mindful of how your body responds to the sounds. At the first sign of discomfort, stop immediately. Next, you want to try grounding yourself outdoors in nature, walking barefoot in the grass, etc., etc., etc. And you also want to be mindful to eat grounding foods, potatoes, root vegetables, organic meat, so on and so forth. Number two is to stop all spiritual practice temporarily. Yes, your spiritual practice might be amplifying the effects of your Kundalini awakening, so stop. Let yourself rest. If you crave a replacement practice, try mindfulness, as it helps to ground you in the present moment, the right now. Number three would be seeking out compassionate help. If you still struggle with the Kundalini energy being too intense, try seeking out the guidance of a transpersonal or depth psychotherapist. The best guides are those who understand the importance of integrating the mind and spirit, or spiritual psychology. There are also people who specialize in Kundalini awakening and helps online as well as in person. But tread carefully, trust your instincts, trust your own intuition above any and everything. If you feel worse, or if you get weird vibes about someone, you don't owe them any explanations, okay? And this is especially for these interpersonal schedules. Leave, find someone else, and you have the right to get the guidance that you need. With all things spiritual, especially of the Kundalini nature, there are always additional questions or tips that come up. So we're going to get into a few more ending or lasting tips or questions for this particular subject matter. But rest assured that it will be revisited, as things are always shifting and changing and evolving in the universe and within a spiritual nature, okay? So here's some other questions you may have about this experience while on your spiritual journey. So what is to exactly be expected after a Kundalini awakening or ascension, usually there is a period of long integration after the Kundalini awakening experience. So, in other words, it takes a while for the mind, heart, and soul of a person to fully comprehend what they have been through and are coming out of, and transform that into a daily an effective daily life form. Or for some extremely rare people, Kundalini awakening results in liberation from separate self and the realization of non-dual awareness, non-duality, also known as enlightenment, quote, end quote, coming into the oneness of it all. So how does one have a Kundalini awakening? There are many methods out there that help to stimulate Kundalini energy. Most involve, again, either tantric or yogic practice. I'm not sure if I'm even pronouncing that correctly. But anyway, visualization also plays a part. Plant medicines like cyclamen, mushrooms, and ayahuasca, which I do definitely want to try. I think I want to do a podcast on ayahuasca, what it is exactly. Certain breathwork techniques, belly dancing, and meditations also help to awaken Kundalini energy. But remember to always be gentle, go slowly, and know what you're doing. Kundalini energy is powerful and not to be toyed with. One may also ask, how long does Kundalini awakening take? Now that answer is on a case-by-case basis. Some people experience the Kundalini awakening early in their spiritual path, and for some it actually triggers the spiritual surge. For others, Kundalini awakens after many years of spiritual practice. There is no set rule, or there's no rule set in stone with anything that comes within the spiritual walk and path. Everything is subject to a person-to-person basis. It's intimate, it's personal. It's not like religion. Spirit, that's another difference between spirituality and religion. Religion is set up, there are bylines. Spirituality is all about oneself, and not so much in a selfish nature, but tending to self, pouring into self's cup before pouring into that of others, and getting to know one's true purpose. Alrighty, so with that said, thank you for coming into your Soul Driven, Soul Intended podcast. I'm your host, coach, and creator of all things, everything, Soul Driven, Soul Intended. Again, you can support the podcast by clicking on the support link that'll take you to the page for your debit or credit card information. You can pledge your monthly amount, 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. Or if you want to send donations, my Cash App, $BryceBryson with a Y, is always available, as well as my Venmo at BryceBryson. Or at SoulDrivenSoulIntended.com. I love you all so very much, and thank you for your continued support. Until next time, deuces.